This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Tehillim, Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13. David HaMelech, King David, is in a time of despair, probably in a time of exile. He's running around, running away, hiding, and he says, four ad onas, until when? He says, ad ona Hashem tishkacheni netzach, until when, Hashem, will you forget me? Ad ona Hashem taster es panech mimeni, until when will you hide your face from me? Ad ona oshis etzos benavshi yogin bovavi yomam, till when will I need to find strategies to cope with the despair that's in my heart? Ad ona yorum oivi olai, and until when are you going to allow my enemies to win over me? So David HaMelech is coming with four really strong and really deep, if not complaints, but at least worries and concerns. He says, how long are you going to hide from me? How long are you going to forget me? How long are you going to force me to get past this despair? And how long are you going to let my enemies win over me? And he says, Habita aneini Hashem. Hashem, please look at me and please answer me before it's too late and before I die. Because I don't want my enemies to say that we've won over David HaMelech. And I don't want my enemies to be happy because I've slipped and because I've faltered. And here David HaMelech points out and says and recognizes that his salvation is very intertwined with Hashem's salvation. What's Hashem's salvation? That means that even though Hashem obviously doesn't need to be saved and Hashem doesn't need to be helped, but the way people look at God in this world is going to be affected by David HaMelech, by King David. If King David falls and falters, then people are not going to have as much respect for Hashem, even though they should. But if King David wins and he comes out victorious, so then that's going to raise up Hashem's name as well in this world. So he says like this. He says, V'ani b'chastecho v'tachti, I'm relying on your chesed, on your kindness. Yogeli b'bishua secha, and I'm sure that one day I'm going to be very happy with your Yeshua, with your salvation. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yavoh says, this is one of five very difficult verses. And four of the five were all said by King David. And the idea is, why does it say that we're going to be happy with your salvation? David HaMelech should have said, I'm going to be happy with my salvation. You see from here that it's not only David HaMelech that's going to be saved, it's also in some way Hashem that's going to be saved, because Hashem's fate is very much, if Hashem could have a fate, is very much mixed in, Hashem's image, let's say, is very much mixed in with David HaMelech's image. And David HaMelech says, I need to emerge victorious so that people will look at Hashem and look at God with more respect. There's an interesting contrast that I thought of. At the end, David HaMelech says with confidence, he says, Ashir al Hashem, I'm going to sing to Hashem. He started off with despair, but he says, I'm going to sing to Hashem, ki gomal olai, because he's done this kindness for me, a gemilos chesed, a kindness for me. Gemilos chesed is funny because the word gomal means to give someone something that they're supposed to get, something that they deserve. By contrast, if you look, when David HaMelech, when King David was running away, he wasn't really a king yet, and he was running away from Shaul, HaMelech, and it was awful. Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill him, and Shaul HaMelech was chasing him all over the place, and Shaul HaMelech massacred an entire city because they had harbored David HaMelech. But then there came a moment of peace, and Shaul started to cry. This is at the end of Shmuel Aleph. Vayisa Shaul kol vayevk. And he says to David, Tzadik ato mimeni. You are a greater tzadik. You're more righteous than I am. Ki ato gimaltani hatova. Because you've always been gomel. You've always done good things for me. Vani gimalticha hara'a. And I've always been gomel bad things to you. So we see David HaMelech had this experience for years, where he did such wonderful things for King Shaul. And Shaul was gomel bad things to him, and Shaul HaMelech eventually apologized for that and cried about it and tried to make peace. And here David HaMelech is turning to Hashem and saying, you know, I'm feeling despair, I'm feeling forgotten, I'm feeling like you've hidden from me, I'm feeling like my enemies are winning. But he says, Hashem, Yogelibi Bishuasecha, I know that you're in it together with me, and your salvation is my salvation. And where's my true gomel? Where's my true where am I truly going to get what I deserve? Who's truly going to give me things? It's not going to be Shaul HaMelech, and it's not going to be the Jewish people, it's not going to be any human being. Hashir la Hashem. I'm going to sing to Hashem, ki gamal alai, because ultimately Hashem's the one who's going to make sure that I get what I deserve. So he starts with despair. He recognizes that Hashem's with him in his despair, and that Hashem will be with him in his salvation. And he says, ultimately, if I'm going to get what I deserve, it's not going to come from anybody but God. It's going to come from Hashem. Be well.